Next item is Coastal Towing Incorporated, conditional use number 1097, expansion of use. This is on Road 283.
Now, this is a request to allow for used vehicle sale, automotive sales, conditional use for automotive repair and towing service. Was approved January 10th, 1995. I provided each of you a copy of the owner's letter explaining this request. Passed down a copy of a site plan that was submitted to our office, I believe yesterday. Here's where the proposed display area would be located.
Seeing though that the area when it matches right up with the site plan as what exists.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question concerning this.
Okay.
Not that I necessarily opposed to the sales, but can we add an additional line of business to conditional use without a public hearing, or is this an extension of what they're already doing, or, you know?
Mr. Chairman, if I could just jump in there. As much as the letter makes sense and is consistent as the proposed additional use would be to what's already going on there, I think it would be advisable to expose this to a public hearing since it is an entirely new line of work, so to speak.
So unlike what we did in Milford with the service oil, which was additional tanks, this is a new line of service, whereas that was more of the same, it wasn't a new line of business.
If there were, for example, if your original approval had limited it to, you know, 50 cars being stored at any one time and the request was to expand that to 75, I would agree that this would be an appropriate forum to do that. But this appears to be a different line of work, so to speak, and I think it's a significant potential expansion of the existing use, and I think that ought to go to a public hearing. And I know that's probably not what a lot of people wanted to hear, but I think that's the advisable method for approaching this one.
One of the questions raised by the Coastal Towing in their discussion before they even submitted a letter, they're having difficulty with being able to, because motor vehicle limits them to a number of vehicles they can sell without having dealer
license. I read the letter, that's what I said. It makes perfect sense. But
foreclosures or people not making payments or whatever, and they can't dispose of them any other way.
Right. I understand it makes, like I said, it makes perfect sense, but it is different from what they were approved to do in the first place, which is towing and repairing.
Would there be any leeway if the number was limited to the number of cars?
I would be hesitant to do that beyond what the state already allows them to do. You know, the five a year. We don't know, for example, looking at this application, how many vehicles they'd be selling, how many trips that would be by individuals wanting to try them out in advance. I mean, you would probably know that better than anybody. You know, there may be 10 trial runs before they sell a vehicle, and that's, you know, that's the additional traffic and so forth that individuals might object to.
Not just knowing what I know of the business, he can't get rid of these cars any other way.
So you'll have to go to a public hearing?
He has to sell them, and this is my thought.
Have there been any complaints to the county about the activities that are part of it?
No, he's been there a while, and it's a well-known, well-respected business, sort of applaud the fact that he came in here. He probably could have been doing this on the side without anybody really knowing about it, but it is a different use, I believe.
Well, and besides the legal point, I it raises concerns for me because I know we have another project that's off of Plantation Road that we just approved. for a towing service, and I could see that mushrooming and being car, because they're allowed to sell cars, then they'd say, well, why can't we sell cars? And then the next thing you know, we
everybody with a tow truck selling cars.
Selling cars.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I don't know if there's anyone here representing this, Mr. Chairman.
Is anyone here representing the application? All right, sir. If you would, if you wish, if you'd like to come up and give us your name, and I think Mr. Johnson may have a question or two for you.
My name is Bob Colburn.
And sir, I think we're all aware of what you're asking for and how it would work, but I think my concern, like I say, has to do with another project, not yours. I've been to visit your site, and obviously, you know, you're the owner of it, right?
No.
Who are you?
Bob Colburn.
And your concern?
Well, I'm just with Charlie Moore. I'm just real good friends with Charlie.
Okay.
And what he wants to do is just the cars he tows in that people can't afford to pay the storage on them or whatever, he wants to repair them and sell them. It's not actually a used car lot. He just wants to repair what he's got there and get it moved.
Mr. Hutt, I think, is here. I think he represents Mr. Moore. So, well, if you would.
I do. I'm David Hutt with Wilson, Howard, and Byard. Got here on kind of the tail end of your discussion. The reason we submitted the site plan is to demonstrate that nothing would change about what you currently see as you drive past the site if you were to allow this as part of the existing conditional use. And I understand Mr. Burrell's concern, and the application you're referring to is an application that I represented. I believe that you're referring to Matt's towing.
Yep.
Yes, there certainly is. I mean, those towing businesses are certainly in some close relation, different roads, but same general area. But the site plan was submitted to show that you're not going to see any difference between what coastal towing looks like today and what coastal towing would look like if you say, yes, that's part of it. If the commission so decides and we have to go to a public hearing, obviously Mr. Moore would hope that he'd be successful at the public hearing. But again, it would look no different than what, if you were to go out and look right now, that's what you would see.
Mr. Hutt, would you say that there is some sense of urgency to this because of his situation, or?
Well, Mr. Moore expressed to me, and he was going to be here today, but he's at a funeral. He expressed to me that the last time he went to DMV, he was told by a DMV person that he had exceeded the number of transactions he can run. Apparently, he's supposed to do 5 individually, and he had exceeded that. So, yes, I mean, I guess there is some urgency that at some point in time, the Department of Motor Vehicle will stop allowing him to do that. And then he is stuck with vehicles on his site for longer than he would want to be stuck with vehicles on his site and no means of getting rid of them other than, I suppose you can come up with a means of using employees or whatnot, but that's obviously not any sort of a advisable business model.
Not what you'd call a long-term fix, is it? Yeah.
No. But so, no, I mean, there certainly is some exigency to getting this taken care of so that he can do legally what it is that he's trying to do, and when he gets stuck with a vehicle that somebody either doesn't make the storage charges or just wants to get rid of because they don't think it's worth the repair, but he can repair it because that's what he does. Yes.
Okay. Well, I think Mr. Burrell has a point. But my question would be, Mr. Lanker, is the commission in a position to expedite a conditional use application at this point?
Do we like to expedite?
I said, are we in a position to? Can we even? No, we never like to do it. But
it would be subject to a recommendation to the council, and the council is the one that tells us to expedite.
Okay. All
right. Mr. Chairman, on that thought concerning the expediting it, probably every application, applicant before us would probably come up with a financial reason why their application should be expedited.
Okay.
And not hearing a, you know, a cease and desist order on this, perhaps they should get in line with the other applicants, seeing as how it appears approach to the Planning and Zoning Commission was perhaps in July, from the date of the letter, or maybe a month or two before that. So it's not like they've been trying to get this changed for some time, and I don't like to expedite things.
I understand. How long, Mr. Hutt, have you all been aware of the situation? This situation, I mean, is this
aware? I guess aware of which situation? I mean,
the fact that he's limited to five, and beyond that, he wouldn't be able to do anything. And when did it become a problem that he was aware of? Or when did it become a problem such that he felt like he needed to be here to get a remedy?
I don't know when he became aware of the problem.
When did you become aware of it?
He spoke with me shortly before he spoke with Mr. Lank.
Okay.
And it looked to me like, I don't recall the date of his letter to Mr. Lank.
It was short term before the letter.
Why?
Okay. All right, any other questions for these gentlemen?
I might have one.
If the limitation is five, which I guess is what you're saying brings you to your version of a sense of urgency, but how many vehicle sales actually does Mr. Moore transact or expect to transact? I mean, is it merely six or is it 60 per year?
I don't believe it's 60, and I think it's more than six, and I can't be more specific. Perhaps it's
I would say on probably 8 to 10 at the most, at any given time.
Mm-hmm. During the course of a year.
Right.
So that, yeah. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Hutt, if the client were able to get a garageman's lien through, you know, the statute, the JP court system, for example, can he sell those vehicles in addition to the five the state allows him? Or have I gotten onto a tangent nobody knows about?
I think you've asked an interesting academic legal question, but I mean, I don't know the answer standing here to that question, because that gets into, you know, you're talking about title, and I think eventually the title still ends up in his name. Through a garageman's lien process, it would still end up in his name or Coastal Towing, the artificial entity.
And that's what I'm asking, if you right can get around the five by doing a garageman's lien and sale, or if DMV looks at those all as one kind of animal.
My guess is you end up in the same situation, because if you did five garagemen's liens versus five just transfers of title where somebody signed it over, the net result is the same. You end up with titles and too many titles in your name being transferred out.
Okay. Anyone else? All right, gentlemen, we thank you.
What is our backup, Bob?
Our backup.
Did I get in line? How far?
I got in line today. What year?
Year to 18 months.
Year to 18 months still.
I haven't sat down and calculated it out. It looks like it's going to be, right now, if you went by the application receipt date, the first one that's pending is probably 18 months. But as I've said before, when you get to a certain point, we're going to jump over all those expedited ones, and it's going to close down to a year or so. Still about a year, probably.
Okay.
Which I meant to do earlier today, but I just didn't get done.
Okay.
So I'm going to look at that myself.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as I stated previously concerning my, you know, my concerns about whether this opens the door for other expansion of uses without the benefit of a public hearing and neighbors having an opportunity to voice on it, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Well, all right then.
All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Chairman, concerning Coastal Towing, Inc., conditional use 1097, request for expansion of use, my motion is that the request be denied and that the applicant or that if they wish to proceed with an expansion of use, that they have to apply for a public hearing.
Second. It's moved and seconded to deny the request of Coastal Zoning Incorporated conditional use number 1097 expansion of use on Road 283 and to require it to be the subject of a public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.